Were the beds low enough sometimes so the children would...
Well, most of the little children had cribs.
Oh, uh-huh.
And they had sides to them.
Uh-huh. So that they didn't really fall out of the bed.
And you know, my grandfather, I don't suppose ever in his life, called a child a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And he said to me, and he said to my brothers, he said, whatever you do, don't call a child a kid, because they deserve more than that. And they are human beings as you are. And so, for that reason, either call them children, or don't call them.
Or don't call. Oh, yeah. Oh.
And he never did call them. I never heard him. And I never have either. I've heard Dorothy call them kids, but I haven't.
So you've always remembered that after?
Yeah.
Now,
and I do think it's right. If I didn't, I wouldn't. But I know. And when I hear him over the television call them kids, I just want to tell them, please don't call them kids. They could call them children just as well, or youngsters, anything beside kid.
I have to try to remember.
If you want to be a kid, said you call them a kid, you are placing yourself as a goat.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just what he said. So I will always remember it. And I never to this day have called on a kid. And I don't intend.
What about, in a herd of sheep, what would they call the male?
Called the what?
The male.
Ewes.
Oh.
E-W-E.
Now, what would they raise sheep for?
Mutton.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's the best meat.
Oh.
And I knew a teacher up at the school. He said, I wouldn't eat a piece of mutton, not for anything. You couldn't hire me to do it. So one day, we had a lot of mutton, sheep, and so we cooked it. And on his plate, I served his plate. I was determined to give him just the good brown part that would taste awful good, and put a little gravy on it. Well, sir, he said, Ms. Would you please let me have a little more of that meat? And I said, well, sure, I'll give you all you want. And so I packed his plate and he ate that. He said, I could eat that much more, but I won't. And I said, you know what you're eating? He said, what? I said, mutton.
Oh.
And he said, well, then nobody else knows how to cook it but you. Oh, but I had more experience with things like that. And if I knew that they say they couldn't bear it or eat it and it would be good for them, well, I would try them. Not give them a whole lot to waste, but to try them to see if they... And they always liked it.
And they'd always...
ask for more.
Oh.
So that's the thing that made life pleasant in the lunchroom. What the different ones would say and how they would do. And they would, when we'd have